Hello and welcome to the Faith in Football podcast, where we discuss the intersection of our faith and the game of soccer. Tune in for insightful discussions and inspiring stories where the beautiful game meets spiritual reflection.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Faith and Football podcast. This is Rusty Bryant. I'm joined alongside my co-host Logan Bryant, and we are super excited for a special episode that's coming your way right now, because this is our first female to be on.
Oh, so true.
I know this is going to be incredible. It's our first female that we've had, so we're really excited about that. And not only that, but I have a really unique and long-time relationship with her dad. So Cooper Holmes is our guest today. Cooper, we are so excited to have you. Thank you so much for taking some time tonight to be our, well, it's night for us, but people might be listening to this during the day. But thanks for taking the time today to chat it up with us for a few minutes.
So thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
Cool. All right. So Cooper is, she's actually, I'm going to turn this over in a minute to Logan and let Logan kind of run with some questions, because they are peers.
They are
the same age, both go to Clinton High School, play soccer there at Clinton High School. We're going to hear more about Cooper's soccer journey, but just to kind of give a little backstory, Cooper's dad and I played high school soccer today. We didn't play high school soccer today.
No.
We played together. And
what year?
It doesn't matter. Just a few years ago. But we are Clinton Arrows through and through. So we had a chance to play. I'm actually a couple of years older than Cooper's dad. But we played together. He was a sophomore. I was a senior when we were on the team together. And then he dabbled a little bit in some of the original Bria soccer tournaments and stuff, but we couldn't get it to stick because he tried that whole NFL thing.
Yeah.
So he went with the other football. So, so we're still good friends, and it's great having them in our community and around town. And we're really looking forward to just chatting with Cooper today.
Yeah. Cooper and I, we're longtime friends, kind of. I mean, not really, but kind of. We just kind of became friends when I started dating her best friend.
But well, the issue, too, was she didn't always go to school.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So we weren't like, we've gotten closer over the past few years, and it's been really fun to just walk alongside each other as we've played soccer together and things like that. And so, yeah, Cooper, why don't you just go ahead and kind of walk us through your soccer career up until now, and then the plans for the future.
Okay, I'll try to remember everything, but it all started at Mighty Mite.
Yes!
Oh, yeah.
Mighty Mite. There it is.
Oh, yeah. Mighty Mite, that's where my roots come from. And then after that, played a little, dabbled in rec, did some D2 Bria. And I did D2 for a long time. And then I became a part of a travel soccer team probably around, I would probably say like 2015 maybe. So like third grade maybe. And then I stayed with Bria for a really long time. And then I moved the Flowood Bria team. And we made it to Nationals my last year being a part of that. And then I joined United whenever the age is for that. And that's been a journey. United is very interesting. Bria is where my heart and soul is at.
Oh, yeah. That's a great answer. So
I love hearing that.
That's a great answer.
I got to go back for just a second, though, because I guess I really didn't think about the fact that you were in Mighty Mites, but
I didn't know either.
So what's your birth year?
2006.
So we would have been in Mighty Mites together.
Y'all were in Mighty Mites together.
That's wild.
That's crazy. I love it.
So for anybody that doesn't know what Mighty Mites is, it's our Clinton Soccer Association. We have a program for three and four-year-olds.
It's
right?
three-year-olds.
Three-year-olds. Some of them turn four, some of them turn four while they're there.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's soccer, kind
of. Oh. Oh, it is so soccer.
It's so fun.
It's awesome. We still, I helped, well, I started that program a long time ago, even before y'all, but y'all were one of the first groups, and yeah, and I still coach that, and now Logan
now
coaches
I coach
with me.
It.
Cooper, you should come out there on Monday nights. We have a great time.
Yeah. It's so fun.
Oh, I so will.
I so will. So also another thing that some of the listeners might not know is, so Bria has the club side of things has kind of been shifted to United. So that's what that was all about. So you joined United and y'all actually had a pretty successful team, a lot of talent coming through that team. And you and Mackenzie and a couple other girls are going to play on the next level, right?
Yes. I think we have 7 seniors on my United team right now, and 6 of them are going to play at collegiate level.
Oh, wow. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, that's impressive. And, you know, I don't think I even, like, I sort of remember the Bria Flowood. So we had another location for our youth club, our juniors team. And I kind of remembered you being a part of that team over there, but I don't think I realized, I knew y'all were good, but I didn't realize how far you guys went. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
We went to nationals. That was in sixth or seventh grade. The Flowood team is now dispersed. I don't think there is one anymore.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah, you know, we're a part of the ever-changing landscape of youth soccer.
Yep.
And so
that's
and we'll just leave it at that. I mean, yeah, we, you know, we could dive in a little bit more to your comments about the other club being interesting.
But we want you to still have your bridges that you've built. You don't want to burn them.
No. There's just, you know, that's the thing about youth soccer, and I hope that Bria as an organization will always be able to just sort of be a part of bridging the gap between
100%.
Clubs and stuff. And so, the Bria Junior side kind of joined and merged in the older age groups with United. And so that's still, you know, a lot of changes and still things going on. But it's really cool, though, because what has happened is, just like you said, you're on a team that's really, really good.
Produced
a lot of talent, and that's what it's for. I mean, that's what United was supposed to be all about. And so the 6 of 7 seniors are going on to play. Yeah. So now's your time. Tell us where you're going, what you're doing, what the plan is.
I'm going to go play at Mississippi College, and I'm very excited.
Well, so, Dad, you played...
I did.
At Mississippi College.
I did. And
but not quite how you're going to be playing at Mississippi College.
Oh, yeah. They're good now. but their coach actually was one of my coaches.
Really? Oh, still?
Oh,
what?
Yeah. Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Coach Longaball, Daryl Longaball, was one of my coaches back when I played at Mississippi College. He was not our head coach, but he did a lot of work with the goalkeepers and stuff. So... he was around and is still there.
Still there. So, so Cooper, so we're kind of, we're taking Faith in Football and we're making a little mini series out of it. We're calling it Local Legends. Somebody listening probably saw the graphic that we posted. But I just wanted to talk a little bit about how your high school career went, because it was pretty incredible. But before that, where were you before Clinton?
So I went to Central Hines in Raymond from kindergarten to seventh grade. And then my family realized that wasn't a fit for us. And so since we live in Edwards, we had nowhere else to go really. And so my mom decided to homeschool us. And then I decided I hated that. And I begged her so much to let us go to Clinton because that's where all my friends went and I could play soccer. And I just begged her. And then after 2 years, she ended up getting, she got a job at one of the elementary schools to where now we get to go to Clinton. So I'm so very blessed. Gotcha. So I've gone through many life changes. Because from going to a private school to homeschool to a public school, those are all very different.
Yeah, you kind of did it all.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you for sure that you coming to Clinton was certainly Clinton soccer's gain.
100%.
And I just think, I remember when that was kind of a struggle for you and your family and, you know, what you guys were going to do. But, man, when y'all finally landed and you landed in Clinton, that was a big pickup for the Lady Arrows.
Yeah, so talk a little bit about your high school career once you got there. So I won't spoil anything, but y'all did pretty good.
Okay. I got to Clinton in 10th grade. And so I know years past, they had made it to the state championship, what would have been my 8th grade year, and then they lost in the state championship and then lost to North State the year before. And so I knew that they were pretty good team that hadn't quite got there yet. And lucky for me, a bunch of seniors graduated right before I came. And so I still had to work hard, but it was a bit easier for me to try to get a spot on the team. And I ended up being able to like start towards the end of my 10th grade year. And we made it to the state championship, but one of my main goals for coming to Clinton and playing soccer was that I wanted to make it to the state championship every year. And so then my 11th grade year, we only lost 3 seniors. And so we had the same team back. And so we were really pumped, really nervous, but really pumped that we could do it again. And so we made it to the state championship my 11th grade year, and we won, which was so exciting because that was the first time. It's only the second time the Lady Arrows have ever won in school history. And the first time in, I don't remember how many years, but a lot of years. But, and so then my senior year came around and we, again, only lost like 3 seniors. And so we were like, okay, this is our time. We had 9 seniors. And so we were so pumped to get to play. And we're like, this is going to be the best year yet. And my goal was to make a state championship. So I knew when my last game was. And so that I could like cherish each moment. And sadly we lost, but it was still a great week with making it to the state championship. I knew it was my last game with all my friends, and being able to go to state championship all 3 years of my high school experience was really awesome. And I loved like doing it with all my best friends, and being on that soccer team was the best part about going to Clinton and moving. It was worth all the weight I had to go through beforehand. And so that's pretty much it.
Yeah. Your high school career is pretty impressive. Like a lot of people dream of that high school career, the chance to get there 3 different times. And then y'all won it your junior year. I was there. You were there too, Dad.
Yeah, I was.
We were there.
Y'all won it too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we
won
our junior year, and then obviously we lost as well our senior year. And that was like a shock to our school. Everybody had really high expectations for us. And it was really hard to walk away from. I know for me, like losing in the second round was pretty hard. And then obviously you guys made it to state and didn't end up winning, and like that had to be hard as well. But one thing that people pointed out, I remember people pointing it out about you after the game. They were like, she just kind of like was able to be a light, even though like they had just lost the state championship. And when I heard that, I was like, well, of course, because Cooper's awesome. But like, the way that we carry ourselves, even when things get really, really hard, speaks volumes about our beliefs off the field. So would you mind talking a little bit about how your faith journey began and then how it transitioned through all three kind of phases of your life, and then also how that translated onto the field?
Yeah. So both of my parents are firm believers in Christ. And so I've always grown up like in a Christian home with great supporting parents and just a loving atmosphere. And so whenever I was 8 years old, I accepted Christ into my life. And ever since then, like, I've never looked back. I've never, like, just been like, do I believe in God? I know I do. And I really love that God gives me that reassuring thought all the time. And so with that, whenever I was at Central Hines, it was really hard because very small classrooms and all that stuff. And so I didn't have very many friends there. And so that's the main reason I wanted to leave, was because the atmosphere wasn't the best for me. And I just knew I needed something new. And so being homeschooled, it really brought me closer to God, and because I had nothing to do because we lived in the middle of nowhere. And so I was like, might as well read my Bible. And so I got close with God. And I think though, because I was there for eighth and ninth grade year, and I think those 2 years really, like, God used those two years for me to get closer to Him, for like preparing for what's ahead. Because going to public school, God is very, it's not prevalent there. And so having those 2 years to build a firm foundation, like, I look back and I'm like, wow, that was so God. And it's just like, because while I was in school, I was wondering, I was like, why are we here? It's so boring. Like, I can't do this for the rest of my life, for the rest of my school life. And, but it is 100% because God wanted to prepare me, prepare my siblings, prepare my mom, prepare our hearts for what was to come. And so going to the public school, it really wasn't too big of a culture shock because I already knew a lot of people there because of soccer and because of church. And so, but being there, I saw how, like, many people, like, how they were lost. And so through the school and through the soccer team mainly is where, like, I felt called to, like, go talk about Jesus. And so, because I was with them 24/7, like, there was no excuse that I wasn't going to see them. And there was no excuse that they shouldn't know that I love the Lord. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to try. I tried many times to invite my friends to church. And a lot of them have. One of them ended up becoming a believer by coming with me to church. And so that, like, truly, like, opened my eyes to, like, the power of God and how He can, like, change any life. Because I will say, soccer teams, really anywhere, not just mine, they are very lost. And it's so crazy because, like, I just think, especially going from homeschool to public school, I just kind of thought, oh, everyone goes to church because we live in the South, in Mississippi, everyone does. And so whenever I, especially just the soccer team, I was like, barely any of them go to church, barely any of them know God. And so I was like, this is not perfect, but I was like, this is where God wants me to be. And so I really focus on them. I try to do, like, start some Bible studies. I've invited some to church, did some prayer groups, and, like, it really, like, it was just so eye-opening seeing how lost they were and how, like, I could help. And I had some other teammates who also helped me. I wasn't alone. There were so many that helped and also, like, did Bible studies and prayer groups and all sorts of things and invited people to church. And so having both friends to help, but also having godly friends being poured into me, really also was so encouraging, because I don't think I could not have done it alone, because being around, like, worldly people, it's just hard if you're not being poured into. And having those close friends that were also on the soccer team pouring into me, yep, really helped me and them, because I was hopefully pouring into them as well, really, like, just show others what a life can be and that there is hope. And so really going to Clinton has brought me closer to God, because I've got to see His work through other people's life while He's, like, using me to do His work. Yep. And so, like, He is just so amazing of how, like, He showed Himself in every part of like my life, and especially just soccer, because that was that's my life, yeah. just soccer. And that, so I was, yeah.
That's incredible. I mean, a couple of things like really jumped out at me when you talked about your homeschool time. You were like, God was using that to build a foundation. And I mean, I would have never looked at being homeschooled like that. If I was homeschooled, I would just be like, this is terrible. But I mean, you were just like, I had nothing else to do. And like being in that season, I was able to grow. And then I walk up and down the same hallways that you do. And I know that there's tons of lost people in our school, and that's just the reality. And so the fact that you were able to come in with that foundation and just like immediately get to work by planting the seeds and like investing in people, it's been cool to see, especially over the past 2 years as we've gotten closer, because I was even at the D now, where your friend, accepted Jesus. Like I will never forget that. It was incredible. And so I love that you kind of took on the responsibility, even like as a 10th grader, just like walking in as a previous homeschool student, you were like, hey, I'm here. I believe in the Lord. And I want you guys to come alongside me in that. And it's not easy. I know, like, it's not easy. I had people come into church with me, and then people that just were like, yeah, we're done with the whole church thing. And it's discouraging at times. But the fact that you pushed through and saw genuine life change is just incredible. And like, not very many people get to say that they did that using soccer and constantly pouring into people. And then the last thing that stuck out to me like hugely was that you had people investing in you. If you didn't like have people pouring into you at the same time as you were pouring into others, you get drained. And so surrounding yourself with like godly people, even in a not so godly area, which sounds bad, but like you said, soccer teams, there's a lot of lost people on them, and that's just the reality. And so the fact that you had people pouring into you made that experience 10 times more effective. It's just incredible. I loved literally everything that you said.
Yeah, hey, I'm going to jump in here for a second too, because all of the things that Logan was saying, they were jumping out at me too. And I just kind of want to jump in on that last thing that Logan said, because I know your family, not just your mom and dad, but I know your grandparents, and I know your aunts and uncles, and you just come from such a strong family, and so much of that has been passed down to you and your siblings, which is incredible. It just says so much about the legacy of your family. Mm-hmm. But then at the same time, there's so many people that y'all's age that turn their backs on the faith of their families. Yep. But what you said is just what Logan said. You had people around you your age that were also pouring into you as you were pouring into them. And community is so important. And, you know, our pastor says all the time, show me your friends and I'll show you your future. And I think that that's so true for you and Logan. And you guys have surrounded yourselves with some pretty fantastic people. And that's why your future is so bright right now. So I love everything that you said. Hey, and so tell us real quick, what are you most looking forward to about Mississippi College and playing at the college level?
I think I'm most excited for new people, because I've been playing with the same girls for literally my whole life. And so I think it'll be fun to like get to know new people and get to play with new people. I'm really hoping a bunch of seniors graduated this year from Mississippi College, so there is like opportunity for me to hopefully play next year as a freshman if I, you know, work hard and am good. But I'm really looking forward to that, and mainly just all like new friendships that I'll make, because I think it'll just show me like what a true like soccer team with people who will take it super serious and want to be there, and hopefully it will all go well. And I just have been playing a lot that all girls will be great as girls are. And so, and I'm most excited to like, just, I don't even know.
That's great. I think that's really good though. The new experience and playing with new people. I mean, that's a huge part of going to college and making new friends. But then, yeah, you nailed it. You've been playing with these same girls, which they're your great friends, and you're going to miss playing with them. But at the same time, you know, it's exciting and fun to look ahead to playing with a new group of people. And I'm really excited because, you know, I do tend to go watch Mississippi College play soccer games. Yeah. So I'm really excited to be able to go watch you play because you'll be just right here in town. So that'll be fun. Okay, we'll start to wrap it up here, but let's move and talk a little bit just for a second. We need to ask some soccer questions. Like, okay, so
I'm currently looking at you with wide eyes because I don't know where you're going.
Yeah, it's okay. You don't have to know where I'm going. So who's your favorite? So who's your favorite soccer player?
Oh no!
It can be girl or guy, yeah. Like professional soccer player or national team player or how
you
whatever.
Say me too.
Yeah, no. So, what you got?
Probably Lindsey Horan because we both play the same. She's on the U.S. women's team. We both play the same position, and we kind of play alike. And I like how she carries herself.
Does she like to wreck people like
you
do?
I was about to ask.
Yeah, I think so. She's also like a bit like most of the girls on there are like really little and quick, and she's big and tough. So I like her.
Well,
she gets some red cards.
You're pretty tough too. We like watching your game too.
It was the most entertaining thing ever.
Oh yeah,
to watch.
Yeah, it's great. So let's see. I'm gonna say so because you're our first female that we've had on the show. We're gonna have some others, but this is elite category. I mean, it's you. It's just you right now as the first female. I have two boys, and so always just been in the boys' game. So I'm not all that up to date on the women's side of things, but. So for those of you that are like diehard soccer fans that are girls, do y'all watch a lot of men's soccer or do y'all just watch women's soccer?
That's a good question.
Me personally, I watch more women's because the men's is to me tends to be it like looks more slow and they're just more technical. The girls just to kind of like speed, hit, run.
Okay.
Let's go. Mm-hmm. And the men's are kind of more like technical, like they're going to pass, they're going to, like, you know, they get physical too, but the women's are a bit more like scrappy. That's a better word. And I personally like watching that better.
Okay. So,
that's a fair answer.
Yeah, no, it's great. That's exactly why I asked the question because I just, honestly, I wasn't really sure. And I would imagine, I guess most girls would kind of feel that way. So, is there, are you able to watch like women's professional soccer in the States?
Not really. I don't. It's hard to ever see their like schedules or anything, so I can't even watch them on. Most of them aren't on TV or they're on at crazy hours.
Yeah.
Because they're all overseas.
Yeah.
And like, so like I don't even.
Yeah, there's like women's like Premier League and like there's like a women's like League Cup as well. So it's like. I feel like everything, it's kind of hard to, like, even, like, for men's soccer, it's hard to keep and, stay up to date with, like, all of that.
Yeah.
And
well, there's a lot.
And the women's national team is so big here that it's like, why would you really need to keep up with it? I mean, for the guys.
Well,
like,
a lot of the pro leagues haven't really caught on in the States. They kind of keep changing, and they change ownership and change hands. The leagues change, but... I know the USL, which the same league that Bria is a part of, they have a women's league once again. They've kind of gone through stages too. So I don't know. I hope that the women's game will continue to grow even and trickle down into the different levels of U.S. soccer. So,
for sure.
You just
pointed at me like I was supposed to wrap up.
Yeah, well, I was going to let you wrap up is what I was pointing at you for. You don't have to, but I mean, you know. Cooper's your friend, and Cooper was your invite.
I got you. Here we go.
You did a great job, though, by inviting her, and she did a great job.
She did do a great job. Cooper, you really did do a great job. It was great to walk alongside you throughout high school and watch you make the impact that you made. And that's why we named you as the first local legend. So we're so glad that you joined us today, and we'll see you guys next time on Faith in Football.